Good afternoon, London. This is Canada's most irreverent talk show. The end of the week, the end of a four-day week. Yes, it's been a limited intake of the brilliance that only me, Andrew Lawton, host of The Andrew Lawton Show, can offer. Don't look at me like that. I see you, Marty. It's a glass window. But yes, we have a fantastic show up ahead. It is the end of the week. It is in the middle of the election campaign, and that means that it is debate day. Yes, debate day has returned back by popular demand. I mean, not that it mattered, because we'd already set this one up before last week's anyway. But there was, thankfully, a lot of positive feedback about the debate that we had last week of the candidates of London North Centre. So today, the candidates of London West will be live in the Great Hall, of course, Radio London. We'll be talking to Nick Steinberg from the Liberals, Jeff Bennett from the PC, Peggy Sattler, the MPP and NDP candidate, as well as Al Gretzky from the Freedom Party. That'll be coming up in about an hour's time. It'll be absolutely wonderful. You can hop on our Facebook page and let me know if there are any questions you think should be posed to the panel of candidates. But that'll be coming up later on, moderated by yours truly. All right, welcome back to the program. This is Canada's most irreverent talk show, The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. And in continuing with the pattern we started last week of the all-candidates debates in the various London ridings, today we have the London West candidates live in the Great Hall here of Chorus Radio London. We have from the PC Party, Jeff Bennett. We have from the NDP Party, Peggy Sattler. From the Liberal Party, Nick Steinberg. And from the Freedom Party of Ontario, Al Gretzky. So I want to thank all of the candidates for coming in. We had a random drawing just a few moments ago for who would go in what order, and that's already been predetermined. The format is similar to what it was last week. Every candidate will get 90 seconds at the top and at the bottom for opening and closing statements. The questions in the middle will be posed to all candidates. Every candidate will have the opportunity for a 60-second response, and following that response, they'll all have another round of 30 seconds for rebuttals or additional information. And as they've been told, they're more than welcome to attack each other, question each other's facts, but if you do call out another candidate, they'll be given an additional period of time to respond. So keep in mind that if you do attack, you're giving your opponents more time to talk. So we do have a lot to get through here, so I want to get right into it. And with the first opening statement, we go to PC candidate Jeff Bennett.
Thanks, Andrew. My name's Jeff Bennett, obviously, and I'm your PC candidate in London West. I came to London in 1993. I grew up in Orillia. I came here to go to the University of Western Ontario and never left. I started working as an investment advisor right out of school, not immediately as an advisor, but worked my way up in that industry. And spent the last number of years getting heavily involved in my community and meeting thousands of people in an effort to build a business in financial services. But over that time, as I've gotten involved in the community, I've met a lot of great people, and I've met with thousands of families and become pretty passionate about the politics of this city. And we finally reached a point here recently where I just grew increasingly frustrated and threw my hands up and thought, I'm constantly complaining about the state of affairs, especially at the provincial level in Queen's Park, and reached a point where people were saying to me, well, you know, you're complaining about things, but why don't you do something about it? And this is my chance to do so. I feel like we're on the wrong track in the province, and at this point I want to get involved so we can try and get things back on the right track. And I'm asking people to vote for me on June 12th.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler from the NDP.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm Peggy Sattler, and I'm running to be your MPP in London West. Over the past 9 months, I've had the privilege of serving as your voice at Queen's Park. Prior to my election, I served for 13 years as a public school board trustee and school board chair. As director of policy at a London West small business, I have spent the last decade working with local organizations on a wide variety of community projects, from childhood injury prevention to encouraging employers to hire people with disabilities. I have lived in London for close to 20 years, and I'm a graduate of both Western and Fanshawe. I love this city, and as your MPP, I have remained deeply connected to the community. I've worked hard to listen, understand, and effectively represent your concerns. What many of you have told me is that it's time for a change. There's been too much mismanagement, scandal, and waste. You've also told me that Tim Hudak's plan to lay off 100,000 people and take $3 billion out of provincial revenues through corporate tax cuts just doesn't make sense. People want a government that will respect their tax dollars and invest in real priorities like creating jobs, protecting health care, and making life more affordable. This election, voters can choose the NDP and leadership that makes sense. I would be honored to continue serving as your MPP.
All right. Thank you, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg from the Liberal Party.
Thanks very much, Andrew. I am Nick Steinberg, running for the Liberals in London West. I work in employment services, so I'm working one-on-one with clients trying to find jobs, and I also work with employers trying to help them hire. So I've seen the challenges that are faced by both job seekers and employers, and I know that we can't afford to backtrack on the progress that we've made, and we need a bold plan to get the recovery moving even faster. I think there's a clear choice in this election between reckless cuts and a balanced approach that will put Ontario back on track. And I think that only Kathleen Wynne can provide the necessary leadership to do so. So I'm looking forward to talking with all of you at the doors and hoping to hear more of what you have to say. And thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky from the Freedom Party.
My name is Al Gretzky, and I am the Freedom Party candidate in London West. Thank you for listening and making that extra effort to be a more informed voter. If everyone followed your lead, this province would be in a much better place. Marilyn and I have been married for 55 years with two children and four grandchildren. I'm a retired sales service individual. Over the next hour, I hope to show you who the Freedom Party is, what we stand for, and why I believe you should vote Freedom Party. And regardless of which party you have supported in the past, if you believe in fiscal responsibility, balancing the budget, and lowering taxes, then I urge you to look closely at the Freedom Party. We are the ones standing up for you and Ontario. Freedom Party's balanced budget does not require the elimination of jobs, private or public. It will actually lead to jobs. The bottom line of our whole approach is not getting rid of anything, but rather giving you the freedom to choose alternatives to what you already have, which means changing government monopoly by adding competition. That will lead to the good life you deserve. On June 12th, vote Al Gretzky, Freedom Party, for your hope and Ontario's future. Thank you.
Thank you, Al Gretzky, and thank you to all candidates. The questions have been prepared by me. They've not been shared with any of the candidates. They haven't even been shared with my coworkers, much to their disappointment. We'll start with, in the order that we've determined in advance, with Jeff Bennett, and all candidates will get 60 seconds to answer this question, and it's on energy. According to several reports, $1 billion was lost in the last year selling excess hydro from this province to other provinces and even to various jurisdictions in the United States. And this is in spite of rising hydro rates for Ontario power consumers. Is this practice of selling off excess hydro something that will continue if you or your party are elected? We'll start with Jeff Bennett.
No, it's not. We need to end subsidies to the windmills and the solar, unfortunately, that are creeping up around the province. Right now, we are producing energy at 80, 70, 60, 50, 40 cents a kilowatt hour and then selling it at 9. And the investment advisor in me looks at that and thinks, this is the worst business model I've ever seen in my life. It's ridiculous. We're a province that's in deep financial trouble, and yet we're giving money away. And I have a family of four. My mother-in-law lives in my basement in a granny suite, and our when our energy bill comes in, I used to not pay that much attention to it because it didn't seem a sizable amount, but now it is more than sizable. It's increased dramatically over the last 5 to 10 years, and that has to stop. If it's affecting my family to that degree, think what it's doing to the business owners and the job creators in this province.
All right, thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler.
The NDP thinks it's absolutely unacceptable that consumers, people in this province, are subsidizing the export of Ontario energy at a reduced rate to other jurisdictions, other provinces, and U.S. states. This has added up to about $1 billion in subsidy that the Ontario government is giving away. We want to end that subsidy for exported energy and introduce direct trading so that we are selling our energy at fair costs that don't end up negatively affecting Ontario consumers. We also see there's a lot more efficiencies that can be achieved in our energy system by consolidating electricity agencies, capping CEO salaries, removing the HST off residential hydro bills, and ending private power deals that have cost this province so dearly.
All right, thank you. Just under the clock there, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg.
So the challenge here is that power can't just be stored. It can't just sit in the lines. So exporting power is something that we've done. It's not always at a loss. A lot of the time we're selling power at a gain. But I think the important thing to recognize is that Ontario has made a lot of progress in terms of moving to cleaner, more efficient sources of power. We've been able to close all the coal plants in Ontario, which is going to have huge health benefits for us. We're talking about $4.4 billion in healthcare savings as a result of closing the coal-fired plants in this province and moving into a cleaner source of energy that is renewable, that is not going to leave us with, you know, the harmful after effects of nuclear and all that stuff. So while it certainly is a challenge to look for, you know, the most efficient way to run these things, we have to also pay attention to the benefits of having clean, renewable energy.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky.
No, you have to put an end to the green energy program. That is just something that should never even been thought of. Don't know who thought of that one, but I wonder what their qualifications were. Subsidizing is no way to run a business. What we need is competition in the area, and that's the only thing that'll drive prices down. We need private competition. And don't fall for this idea that if we simply cut our use and things will get better. We tried that in London, and the more we cut here in London, they just simply raised the price of hydro, so you were not any further ahead. And I wonder how we would be right now if we had those wonderful gas plants that cost us $1 billion to cancel instead of having to use solar and turbines and everything else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Al Gretzky. For the answers, we started with Jeff Bennett. So for rebuttals, every candidate gets 30 seconds, and we'll start with Peggy Sattler.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I think that, you know, consumers have been paying the price for too long of the mismanagement in our electricity sector. The NDP is committed to giving consumers a break on their hydro bills. We want to remove the HST off residential hydro, which would represent a savings of about $200 per year per family, which would be significant for many people on fixed incomes.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg.
And I'll just mention that there are a couple of things that we're doing to help families out with their hydro bills. One is having an Ontario Electricity Assistance Program that will help low-income families, as well as a low-income assistance fund for times of emergency with low-income families, and as well as taking the debt retirement charge off of the hydro bills.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky.
And again, what we have is the progressive idea of if we simply take money from Peter and give it to Paul, then we're going to solve the situation. Well, we're not. It's much like this idea of bringing industry back to Ontario by lowering the price of energy. And how are the Conservatives going to do that? Well, they're going to subsidize it, which means that we are going to have to pay for that. It's a backdoor tax grab.
All right. Thank you, Al and Jeff Bennett.
I think more has to been done than just giving a small break. It's one thing to say, oh, here, we'll give you a little extra. It's another thing entirely to say we're going to reduce your energy bills. And that's what needs to happen. The potential is there to bring those energy costs way down. The potential is there. I met with a fellow the other day who lives half the year in Florida. He tracks his usage. His bills in Florida are half what they are here. We can do better. We need to right away.
All right. Thank you for that. And thank you to all candidates. We have to take a quick break. The debate continues on The Andrew Lawton Show in just a few moments on AM 980. All right. The London West candidates debate continues here on The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. Moving along to the next question. It's about the Ontario budget. The province's debt is sitting at a little over $288 billion right now. The deficit in the 2013-14 fiscal year was $11.3 billion. What will your party do to balance the budget and, in the long term, decrease the debt? And we'll start with Nick Steinberg.
Well, thanks for the question. So we're looking at certainly a deficit that we've been bringing down consistently over the past few years, and we are still on track to balance the budget by 2017-2018. But we have to do some things to get the recovery moving faster. It's been consistent, it's been steady, we've been recovering. But we have to get it moving faster. There's just no other option. And that requires investment. It requires bringing businesses in, getting them set up. I actually got to go to the opening of the Dr. Edgar plant. It's an amazing success story that they were helped to come here by the Liberal government. And that has been a great success story, employing almost 100 people already, and it'll be up to 400 people by 2016, as well as spin-off jobs. So encouraging investment, encouraging private investment, that's really the key to getting things moving again.
All right. Thank you for that. Al Gretzky.
The one thing that needs to be done, it is the elephant in the room, and that is health care. Currently, health care consumes over 50% of what Ontario brings in taxes. It has to be moved out of the budget and back into what it was before 1969, and Robarts decided that he had a better plan, and allow people to be able to buy insurance from other sources other than from the government. Then you have this imperative, this amount of money that you don't have to spend on that anymore. Government doesn't create jobs or wealth. They take it away. And the more money they take from us, then the less we have to put back into the system. And what they don't seem to understand is the system will never grow all the time we don't have any money.
All right. Thank you, Al Gretzky. Jeff Bennett.
Thanks, Andrew. I feel fortunate, I guess. In my several years as a certified financial planner, I've had the opportunity to sit down with people and work on budgets. And I don't know if it makes a difference, but to me, it makes it very simple. At present, the only way to bring your budget back in balance is to reduce spending. And we hear all sorts of talk. You have to be careful about what you spend. And I have looked at the most recent two budgets in depth, and it's the equivalent of a family coming to see me in my office. And they say to me, we earn $120,000 a year, yet we consistently spend $130,000, and we have no plans of slowing that down over the next couple of years, and we have $310,000 on our credit card. Jeff, do you see that as a problem? If that were the case, I would throw my hands up and say, we have got a major problem, and that is what we have in the province of Ontario right now, and we need to watch our spending. It's the only way around it.
All right, thank you. And Peggy Sattler now.
Thank you very much, Andrew. The Andrew Horvath and the NDP released our platform yesterday, and the keystone of our platform really is around greater responsibility for investing public dollars in the places that they're going to have the biggest impact on our local economy. We believe that there has to be a much greater oversight and accountability for public expenditures. We believe that significant savings can be made internally through by consolidating agencies, capping CEO salaries, introducing a financial accountability office, and creating a ministry of savings and accountability that would find $600 million per year. We have presented a fully costed platform that will achieve a balanced budget and that will get the economy moving again through strategic targeted investments.
All right. Thank you, Peggy Sattler. We started that round with Nick Steinberg. So for 30-second rebuttals, we will start with Al Gretzky.
The reduced spending that Jeff mentioned, I'd just like people to understand that Mr. Hudak has proposed getting nuclear. That's about $70 billion worth of nuclear plants that we can't afford. He's still on the board for $29 billion of roads to Toronto. Why? Because there are votes in Toronto. We don't need that in London.
Thank you, Al Gretzky. Jeff Bennett.
You can nitpick over certain items within the plan, but the reality is there's an overall plan put forth by the PC Party of Ontario. There's always going to be items that people disagree with, but the overall plan involves reducing government spending, finding efficiencies. There's lots of room for it. There is all sorts of places that we can find these savings, and it's the only way forward, and ours is the only plan that's going to get the province back on the right track.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler.
We have major concerns about the Tim Hudak plan to get the deficit under control. Tim Hudak is proposing to eliminate 100,000 public service jobs, and we know that that will have a devastating impact on health care, on education, on community services. We don't think that that's the way to deal with the fiscal situation. We need a balanced approach that provides targeted investments in the priorities that people rely on.
Thank you, Peggy Sattler. And with the final rebuttal in this round, Nick Steinberg.
I was actually having a similar conversation with somebody at the doors this morning. I was out on a canvas, and he was saying that, you know, he's studied the issue fairly extensively, and most economists will agree that one of the worst things a government can do in a time of a fragile recovery is to slash spending and cut away services. It's damaging for individuals, it's damaging for businesses, and it's damaging for the economy overall. We have to focus on getting the recovery moving faster, and that means targeted investment for sure.
All right, thank you, Nick Steinberg. Now, we do have a couple of minutes before we have to go to break here. We don't want to start another question yet, but I will ask every candidate and give you an opportunity here in 30 seconds. To you and your party, what is this election about? Now, we started in the last round with Al Gretzky, so we'll start in this round with Jeff Bennett.
It's about getting the province back on track, and it starts with balancing the budget. I really believe that, and people keep on bringing up the cutting of the 100,000 jobs, and I only want to point out as a rebuttal to that, a large portion of those, 70%, are people that are slated to retire over the next 3 years. There's always this vision created that we're going out with a pile of pink slips, and that's not the case. Tough decisions have to be made, and we're the only party prepared to make them.
Thank you. Peggy Sattler.
When I'm out on the doorsteps, I'm hearing a lot of concerns from people about a track record of mismanagement and waste of public dollars. People want to see their public dollars invested in the priorities that matter to them. So for the NDP, this election really is about stopping waste, being more accountable for spending public dollars, and making sure that the dollars we are spending are addressed to the right places.
Thank you. Peggy Sattler, Nick Steinberg.
Certainly the big issue that I'm hearing at the doors, and I think it's especially important in London, is bringing jobs back. Getting Londoners back to work is the biggest thing on people's minds, and that's something that's really important to me. It's something I'm doing on a one-to-one basis with my clients, and so that's I'm really excited to be a part of trying to bring jobs back on a bigger scale, and that's what this is really all about.
All right. Thank you for that. And Al Gretzky.
Trust. Jobs, major issue, of course, but trust is also an extremely big one. And I just wanted to rebut that Peggy was saying that what we have to do is we have to invest public dollars carefully. No, what we need to do is allow people to keep the money that they earn so that they can spend it in the economy and grow the economy. That's what we need to do.
All right. Thank you for that, Al Gretzky. Thank you, all candidates, for getting a little bit of a sense of what your party and your policy and your personal campaigns are about. We have to take a quick break here for news, but the London West candidates debate on the Andrew Lawton Show continues in just a few moments. Stay with us. Welcome back to the program. This is the Andrew Lawton Show, sitting down live in the Great Hall of Chorus Radio London with the candidates of London West in the provincial election, which is coming up in just a few short weeks from now. Obviously, very, very busy time. We've talked about the budget, we've talked about energy, and we wanted to move to a question about labor. And the question is about the RAND formula, more specifically known as the policy that allows and forces employees in unionized workplaces to pay union dues, even if they choose not to join the union. If elected, would you support instituting right-to-work legislation, which would abolish the RAND formula's usage? I will start with Peggy Sattler.
The NDP would be categorically opposed to introducing right-to-work legislation. We know that that the labor movement has achieved gains for working people across this province by the work that's been done over many, many years to sit down with employers and negotiate collective agreements that have benefited both firms and families. And we see this as really the cornerstone of positive labor relations in the province. We look at the experience of U.S. states that have instituted right to work, and really they become right to work for less. We see wages lower, we see working conditions decline, we see higher unemployment, and this is not the direction that we would ever want to see the province move in. The NDP, spoke out strongly against that proposal when Tim Hudak brought it forward, and it is something that we would never
Thank
support.
Thank you, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg.
Yeah, so the Liberal Party won't be implementing any kind of right-to-work type of legislation. Unions obviously provide important representation, and we're focused on working collaboratively with unions going forward, making sure that we're working together with the unions, with their members, to reach positive and effective solutions for both the province and the unions and the workers.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky.
I really don't understand this concept of union bashing all the time, whether you're bashing the unions, teachers' unions, whatever union. The problem is not the union and it's not the group. The problem is the government itself or the body that's handing out the money. What you have are a bunch of people who come to the table and say, what is it going to take to make you pliable? What's going to take to make you nice? What's going to take to make you go away? And they sign the contract. So you can't blame a union for wanting to take that money. If someone came to you and said, here's a lot of money, so you will stay on your job, even if it's worth more than what you really are, then goodness gracious, you are going to take that money and be happy. So the idea of union bashing and right to work, that's all a side issue. Balance the budget, get rid of the debt, get this province back on its feet again. That'll take care of everything.
Thank you, Al Gretzky. Jeff Bennett.
I feel like right to work's being talked about differently than how it was originally laid out, and it's become very muddled. But I just agreed to come on as the candidate in London West not all that long ago, just a number of weeks ago. And when I did accept that, right to work was not part of the PC party platform. It still isn't. I'm happy it isn't. It's not something that I want to be campaigning on or discussing about. And I'm focused on the plan that we have in place, and it's not part of our current plan. I do feel like there's a lot of work to be done out there, and there's issues that need to look at. But more so than implementing right to work, I think it's more important to have good discussions in the next few years about the arbitration process. And we do have to get salaries under control. And I've met with lots of police officers, because my father was a police officer, who agree they would be willing to take a wage freeze, but the process just won't allow it. So,
all right, thank you, Jeff Bennett. If I'm not mistaken, I believe every candidate just essentially expressed the same position. By consensus, do we want to go through with rebuttals, or do we want to move on to another question? Move on. All right, that is absolutely fine. The next question is along the vein of jobs and employment, but more specifically the Ontario College of Trades. There is, by many reports, a shortage of tradespeople in Ontario right now that is higher than it ever has been. And if elected, would you continue to support the Ontario College of Trades, which in a nutshell charges tradespeople an annual fee for membership, which is mandatory for practicing in their respected fields and trades, which run from, you know, hairdressing to carpentry and various in-betweens. We started on the last round with Peggy Sattler. We'll start with Nick Steinberg.
So the College of Trades provides valuable representation, not only for its members, for plumbers and electricians and all those good people. It also provides an opportunity to represent those trades as valuable lines of work. And I think we need to do more to get young people involved in the trades. I don't think there's been enough focus on that, and now we're facing a shortage of those tradespeople. We have to get the word out there that these are good, well-paying jobs that people can be really successful at, and it also provides protection for consumers as well. That's an important point. It's along the same lines as the College of Nurses, right? It provides protection that the people who are licensed are capable and have some culpability, and also and protects the consumers at the same time.
All right, thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky.
Get more kids involved by telling them you're going to charge them a huge fee to get into it. Somehow I don't see how that's going to go anywhere. It's a cash grab. Nothing more, nothing less. They provide no service. They provide nothing at all. It's just another way of making money for the government. Get out of the way. It is also an attempt to create another monopoly. It's like Teachers College. You can't go anywhere and teach now unless you go through Teachers College. Well, now at the College of Trades, before you can do anything, you're going to have to go to the College of Trades. All I want to know is, back to qualifications, what kind of a person, what qualifications did they have to come up with this genius plan of saying we're going to charge people who have been in this business for 30 years to go get a certificate? They'll just move. That'll cost us.
Thank you, Al Gretzky. Jeff Bennett.
College of Trades, I feel very strongly about. It's and the PC plan is to abolish it immediately. We need to get rid of it. It's a job killer. Some of the most powerful stories I've been hearing at the door revolve around this. I met recently with a husband and wife, and the wife has always been a stay-at-home mom. The husband's been a carpenter for going on 30 years. And now all of a sudden he's being told that he has to go to Fanshawe College to take courses to do a job that he's been doing for 30 years, and they can't afford to do that. They're pleading with me that this is going to hurt their family, kill their family. He won't be able to continue doing what he's doing. Then I go out and I meet with the folks at First Choice Haircutters. I'm meeting women in there. English is their second language. They've been cutting hair for 20 years. And yet now they're being told that they have to pass a written exam to continue doing what they're doing. And it's all just extra regulation and extra cost being put forth by the College of Trades. It's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler.
Thank you, Andrew. I think that the College of Trades can play an important role in raising standards across the skilled trades, providing greater assurances of for consumer protection for people who hire skilled tradespeople, and also promoting the trades as a career option for young people. I think what's happened is the college has not yet been effective on fulfilling its mandate and doing what it was expected to do. Certainly the Ontario Chamber of Commerce supported the introduction of the College of Trades. There's lots of examples of self-regulating bodies like the College of Trades and other professions that work well. There are certainly some issues around grandfathering, reviewing which trades will be compulsory certification versus voluntary, but we think that those concerns could be addressed without abolishing the college.
All right. Thank you, Peggy Sattler. We will give all candidates an opportunity to rebut right after this break on The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. Welcome back to the London West Candidates Debate. We are talking right now about the Ontario College of Trades, and with the rebuttals to the original responses to the question, we'll start with Al Gretzky.
There's also one other aspect to this, and that is this is a great way to eliminate competition. If you don't have a certificate, if you haven't gone through the courses, then you're not going to be allowed to work out there. That is going to kill the ambition of people who want to learn on the job, because you can't do that anymore. So, as I say, it's just another way to eliminate competition.
Thank you, Al Gretzky. Jeff Bennett.
You occasionally hear somebody say that this is going to promote the trades. I think it does exactly the opposite. And anyone I've talked to who works in the trade says exactly that. It limits the number of apprentices that any tradesperson can take on. It creates barriers and extra cost to anyone who wants to enter into the trades. I think these are great jobs. We should be encouraging young people to get into the trades. And this is just one more hurdle that we do not need.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler.
I was out canvassing the other day, and I spoke to two young carpenters who had just completed their apprenticeship and were starting their own businesses as carpenters. And you know, they appreciated the role of the College of Trades in enhancing their professionalism, in providing that kind of recognition that these are highly skilled individuals who bring you know, real deep training and knowledge and experience to the work that they provide to their customers.
Thank you, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg.
I think I'd just like to clarify that the College of Trades does have an equivalency assessment process that they undergo. So it's, I mean, there's been some talk that carpenters who have been practicing for 30 years and you know it inside and out are suddenly going to have to go back to Fanshawe. That's just completely patently untrue. If you're someone who is already involved in the trade, if you already have that experience and you don't need the education, then you certainly can do the equivalency and continue your business.
Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Now, we do have time for one more question before we get to closing statements. I just want to warn all candidates, given our time constraints, we won't have the opportunity for the 30-second rebuttal round after this, so try to incorporate all that you can in your initial 60-second response, and it is about the provincial ombudsman. Obviously, London City Council has had a few run-ins with the ombudsman in recent years, and this ombudsman also has oversight over most provincial agencies. He's requested expanded powers over areas like hospitals and Orange Air Ambulance. If elected, would you support expanding, reducing, or maintaining the status quo of the role of the ombudsman? We'll start with Jeff Bennett.
Well, I think we should at least maintain the status quo with the role of the ombudsman. I've actually been in touch with him a number of times over the years, and the fellow we have employed there I like at present. I'll tell you, my concern, though, is we need regulations in certain areas, because as we've seen over the last 10 years, the scandal and mismanagement is completely out of control, and we have to do something about it. But at the same time, any time you give excessive powers to any one individual or one division of government, it has the opposite effect. It gets completely out of control, and that's my fear in this case. We need to be mindful of the overspending that's gone on, but I think there's other ways to approach it rather than giving too much power to one person.
Thank you, Jeff Bennett. Peggy Sattler.
Thank you, Andrew. The NDP would support an expanded role for the provincial ombudsman, and this is something that we have been calling for a number of years, particularly in the area of healthcare. We have seen too many people in this province who are unable to access the healthcare services that they need, or they are, the quality of the healthcare services that they receive is not the quality that we expect, that we have a right to expect as members of the community. So certainly we see expanded ombudsman oversight as an important aspect of guaranteeing the kind of quality that Ontarians expect and want to rely on for public services.
All right. Thank you, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg.
Certainly the Ombudsman's Office has a very important role to play in terms of accountability. Accountability has been a key focus of Kathleen Wynne's plan so far. Doing things like introducing the Financial Accountability Office, which was something that the Liberal government did do, and I see now that that's been added to the NDP platform. Unfortunately, we set up the office and the NDP blocked actually appointing an officer for the last year or so. So I think the accountability stuff is very important. I agree. It's always important to consider having someone in those accountability positions that knows the area, and we'll keep that accountability work up.
All right. Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Finally, on this question to Al Gretzky.
We certainly do need regulations to appoint, but the ombudsman, somebody can correct me if they wish, as far as I know, he has yet to really severely punish anyone. So basically, what's his purpose? Does his role provide a service for the people of Ontario? It certainly costs us a lot. And I don't think that the people want more control. They want less control out there. They want more control of their own lives. And let me answer it with this simple question. What did the Billy B fiasco accomplish except cost Londoners a lot of money?
All right. Thank you for that, Al Gretzky. We'll return in just a few moments with candidates' closing statements in the London West debate here on The Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980. Well, we are back with the final segment here of the London West candidates' debate, getting right into closing statements. We start with Peggy Sattler. Peggy, you have 90 seconds.
Thanks. I'm running as your MPP because I want to create jobs, make life more affordable, and government more accountable. I believe that public spending should be focused on helping people find good jobs, raise healthy families, and be active in their communities. That is why, as your MPP, I challenged the government during question period to address issues around jobs, healthcare, and the local economy. I held roundtables on moving London's economy forward and consulted with local organizations on legislation to better connect students with employers. My private member's bill was supported by all three parties and endorsed by both local and provincial organizations. That is the kind of leadership I will provide and the kind of leadership that Andrea Horvath and the NDP will deliver. After 11 years in government, the Liberals are offering more of the same, lots of spending without any accountability. Tim Hudak and the PCs are offering to take Ontario backwards by cutting 100,000 jobs in education, social services, and healthcare. Andrea Horvath and the NDP are offering a fully costed plan that makes sense to people. It demonstrates respect for tax dollars and ensures that public resources are invested in the priorities of Londoners and families across this province, in supporting small businesses, reducing healthcare wait times, and keeping community schools open. On June 12th, I would be honored to have your support.
Thank you very much, Peggy Sattler. Nick Steinberg.
Thanks very much for having us. Thanks for listening. There are two clear choices in this election. The choice between reckless cuts, reduced services, and lost jobs, or a balanced and clear plan that puts people first. Voters who are concerned about our future need to rally behind a strong leader, and Kathleen Wynne is that leader. I'm Nick Steinberg, and I'm asking for your vote on June 12th. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Nick Steinberg. Al Gretzky.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you to everyone out there listening. I'm running for the Freedom Party to try and bring to you the trust and the honesty that goes with that party to London West. Sick and tired of being told by the Liberals, the PCs, and the NDP, Ontario is sick and tired, and the problem's getting worse. We already know that. What we'd like to hear instead is how are they going to correct the problem. But ask for specifics, and you're told, just trust us. Trust who? the Liberals for all their scandals, or the other parties for allowing them to happen right under their noses. Freedom Party says enough of the betraying of your trust. Our opposition budget shows that the greatest threat to Ontario, the debt and the deficit, can be overcome not in the future, but this year. Go to freedomparty.on.ca. It's there in black and white. On June 12th, vote Al Gretzky, Freedom Party, your hope and Ontario's future. Thank you.
Thank you, Al Gretzky. Final closing statement goes to Jeff Bennett.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me. I don't, maybe wrongly so, but I still don't consider myself a politician. I think of myself as sitting here because I have a family of four, I have a granny suite in my basement, I have a job as an investment advisor, and I go out and I meet with thousands of families, and I've been heavily involved in the community, and as I go through my life and do all of these things, I get increasingly frustrated with the state of affairs. And I've been chirping from the cheap seats for a long time, and everyone kept saying, well, if it bothers you so much, then do something about it. So at this point in time, I've decided to do that. I think the mismanagement and scandal of the last 10 years is completely out of control, and at the same time, the NDP have voted to keep those Liberals in power. And they've voted with them 97% of the time. I feel I'm worried that when my kids enter the workforce 10 years from now, it's going to look like Flint, Michigan around here. And that's a reality. I'm scared for the future of London and for the future of this province. It's why I've decided to get into this race and take this challenge on. And I'm confident that the PC platform and the plan we have is the only one that's going to get the province back on track. So on June 12th, I'm asking everyone to vote for Jeff Bennett in London West.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff Bennett from the PC Party, Peggy Sattler from the NDP, Nick Steinberg from the Liberals, and Al Gretzky for the Freedom Party for your time today and for your contribution to community and to certainly to democracy. This is the Andrew Lawton Show on AM 980, Canada's most irreverent talk show. We return on Monday. Thank you. God bless and good day, London.